extra guest joining us this morning. Super excited to talk to Sandra from Big Brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're really good. We're excited. And just before off air, before we just got you up on the phone, you said, oh, Aubrey, my old stomping ground.
Yeah, 2641
Lavie.
Nice. Yeah, I know, because you were a Lavie girl. You went to Aubrey High. Like you've, I mean,
I
this
went to
is
Murray.
Oh, so yeah. Murray High.
Cat was Aubrey High, I was Murray.
Oh, there we go. I've stuffed that up already. So did you guys, did you know kind of each other or
no,
same kind of friends at all?
We worked out in the house that we had a mutual, like we had mutual friends. So one of my best mates is good mates with her brother-in-law.
Such a small world, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
It's insane.
Yeah. Speaking of Kat and speaking of her and Leighton in the house, yeah. I mean, we weren't going to get very far into this interview without asking you about it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's the biggest story that's come out of Big Brother this year.
Yeah.
We've had Kat's twin sister, Rebecca, on the show earlier in the week just to see how they're feeling in terms of family and friends and stuff kind of watching that. Because it must be hard, especially being a twin and so close and seeing that happen and see the media and seeing the public be pretty full on and have pretty strong opinions about it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, was it weird for you guys as housemates knowing that Leighton had a girlfriend on the outside but they were still very much falling for each other and pretty open about it?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, in there you kind of forget that there is an external environment and there's people watching you and everything like that. So it's probably not seen as that weird because that's just your well and you're just like, oh, we'll cut more things together. But, I mean, obviously we all kind of expressed some feelings about the fact that there was people that were going to be hurt on the outside.
Yeah.
I think I said when they told me about it that I didn't really care, it was their business and, you know, at the end of the day, who was I to judge sort of thing. But, yeah, I totally understand that it's such a tough situation to be outside of the house and watch unfold. But, yeah, I guess I kind of think one of them might be going next week just because of it.
What do you mean? Like they'll be voted out or they'll choose to leave?
No, I reckon they'll get voted out because I think Australia wants to see this unfold and, you know. But everyone will have to tune in tonight because I saw Jason for the first time this morning and he said that his eviction message was quite blunt and apparently it had massive repercussions. So,
what do you mean?
Controversy.
Yeah.
What do you mean it was blunt?
A lot of people got upset about his opinions in the eviction video.
Oh.
He's letting it all out of the bag now.
He is. Yeah.
Oh, what about the whole thing with Travis and Aisha turning down 50K to stay in the house?
I know.
Sandra, would you do the same thing?
Yeah, no, I would take the money. I think someone bartered it down the other day to like $5 and I was like, yeah, done.
There would be no question in my mind whether I'd take the cash and run. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty big of them. They said we didn't want to let down the Australian public. I get that they're probably one of the two most popular housemates, but I thought, geez, when I heard that quote, I was like taking it upon themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, crazy. Oh, well, good luck to them.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, Sandra, you and Sam going to connect after now that you're kind of on the outside, or was that just a big bro thing?
No, it was so funny. I just saw Sam on Tuesday when I came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had some wines with my mum.
Okay, so cute.
Yeah, it was awesome. But, yeah, Sam and I laughed because there was about 5% of the whole Sam and Sandra saga show and it was just this awkward flirting when the other 95% was us just being ridiculous and disgusting and trying to outfight each other. So it's definitely a bromance rather than a romance.
All class.
Seriously, and I'm so upset that the farting comp got cut out. Upsetting.
They didn't show so much stuff. There's actually a moment where Sam pulled my dress up over my head when one of the shows was live. So, yeah, there was lots of stupid stuff like that I didn't show. So,
what's Big Bro doing? He's cutting out all the best bloody parts of the TV show.
Lucky there's lots of cameras.
That's it. Yeah, who knows? They might do a bloopers reel of my final moment.
Oh, well, fingers crossed, Sandra.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us and thanks for being open and honest with us.
Oh, thanks, Heath.
Okay, repping the 2640.
Yeah, go, Lovey.
Let's go. Wake Up with Christy. 104.9 Star FM.